Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
92.9's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, and the guy that backs my car into the garage when I just don't feel like it.
Grant, look. I got to be honest, Allie's been complaining all day that you have not started on the fence that you're supposed to be building.
Oh, stop.
I mean, she was like, can you come over and help him start the auger to dig the fence post? I was like, whoa. So I'm sure that he's a busy man nonetheless.
No, if you want to start the GoFundMe for the fence, that's a different discussion.
Seriously.
Well, you can get that hooked up too.
Our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. So, Grant, it was the first time Braves met with the Mets this season. How big was this series win for the Braves?
It was crucial, and I think we knew with what they were about to step into, the 13-game stretch against the NL East opponents that we've been talking about for at least a couple of weeks, especially when the club was in that tailspin, which was, could the Braves season be hanging in the balance or on the brink by the time you get to the end of June? And that is not a familiar feeling for this team. I mean, you're talking about going back almost a decade to feel that kind of way about it. But this was a team that very much needed to start playing some more consistent baseball. At the very least, they needed to start winning consistently. And then when you started looking at the standings, you just kind of wondered, if the Braves don't do what they need to do against the Mets, I mean, they're going to be buried, right? And that would have been, I think, the outcome. But New York came in on a losing streak, like a couple of other teams that have visited Truist Park in the last month. And instead of getting right, the Braves extended that losing streak. They did so with some great pitching. They did so with a timely hitting. I think everybody kind of played a part, and that was exactly what you needed to see from this team.
Yeah, Grant, Spencer Strider has been phenomenal his last two starts. I mean, you look at the numbers and compared to the four starts before that, is it safe to say that he's found the blueprint to being successful?
He's getting there, and I think that there are a lot of different blueprints for success, but maybe that's a conversation for another time. And he is looking for that velocity and finding it the last couple of starts. That, I think, was step one. More so, well, I tell you what, I'll put that off to the side. You needed to see it because it makes the rest of his arsenal play up, but it was the overall command and the execution of his pitches that Strider's been working very hard on, and I think that is one of the most difficult things for a pitcher that spends a year working to get back, and then obviously did all the work to get back on the mound and then had to deal with a hamstring issue, which set him back again. So he's dealt with a lot, and I think he's just starting to show that, look, Spencer Strider is still in there. The Spencer Strider that we know and the Spencer Strider that the Braves very much need to see, it was just going to be a process. But if you had any wonders about, okay, well, he dominated the Rockies, but that's just the Rockies. Well, I thought he was as impressive against the Mets yesterday as any start that he's had this year, and that stacking those up one after the other starts to build confidence. And when you put that together with physically everything that he's been going through, I think that he's starting to check the boxes that you need to see to believe that, okay, this guy is going to regain that form and he's going to be a force for the Braves in the rotation.
Grant, I'll go one step further. You were talking about, are we going to be talking about in mid-June the Braves being completely out of this thing and really needing to kind of make a run. I narrow it down to one situation. I thought Tuesday night's game when Francisco Alvarez throws down to second base. And, you know, the runner moves up to third, then you win on the sack fly. I thought that one play might have been a catalyst for the entire season, kind of a hinge point, if you will, and, you know, able to kind of springboard this team forward. I mean, look, I think the first two games of the series, the Braves did a nice job taking advantage of, you know, the mistakes from the Mets. But I thought yesterday they took the bull by the horns and actually went out and won the game. What kind of excitement do you have moving forward for guys like Matt Olson with how hot he's been and able to drive in runners or runners in scoring position, along with another of the other players too?
Yeah, but I think you needed to see Matt Olson, though, get involved in some of the Braves' bigger and more important touch points in these games, and he certainly did it yesterday. I think that, you know, if you wondered, well, why do you change the third base coach in June? I think we saw, I mean, Freddy Gonzalez, it was the razor's edge that a third base coach walks between, okay, can they execute before this guy and his foot speed can get home? And the answer was no, the Mets could not. And Matt Olson comes sliding across home plate. Little things like that weren't going the Braves' way. And he brought up Luke Williams the other night. That's a play that, you know, think about what happened to Eli White a few weeks ago. I know that was a mistake, and obviously that doesn't represent Eli's entire season, but those were the kind of things that were going wrong for the Braves, even on the bases. Not so much in the field. I think that they played a premium brand of defense, but there were just moments inside games and thus far this season that just felt like they just could not catch a break. So you want to see some of that stuff start happening, but you need to see the middle of the order. That means Matt Olson, Austin Riley, Marcell Ozuna really picking up the pace, because there are other spots in the order that we've talked about time and again that you're not going to get the premium offense from there. I mean, Nick Allen is playing an incredible shortstop, but you're not looking at him to be a catalyst for the offense. If he wants to keep getting on in front of Ronald Acuna Jr., though, I think the Braves will be happy about that. But in the wake of not getting as much from Ozzie Albies, from Michael Harris for the time being, Sean Murphy and Drake Baldwin, I still think is a nice little timeshare. You've just got to get the big things from the big players, and Matt Olson is one of those guys that you just need to have more from. He knows that. He's been working for it, and it's good to see some of those results finally start to show up for him.
It's the Morning Shift, talking with 92.9 The Game's very own Braves reporter and insider and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And Grant, Braves, they just handled business with the first-place team in the NL East, and they really built up some good momentum here. Now they're going to Miami to face the last-place team in the NL East, but they can't afford a letdown here, can they?
No, they certainly cannot. And this has been one of the other tests of the Braves' season, which is, okay, you go out there, you win a series. Are they back? Are they on track? Are things starting to go their way? And then you end up in a place where you get walked off in a game, and then that turns into a series loss. And then a series loss was followed by another and another and another. And the Braves have just been through that valley a couple of different times this year. Obviously, coming straight out of the gate and losing seven in a row is not how you want to start your season. I would almost argue that what they went through prior to breaking out about a week and a half ago might have actually been worse and maybe more damaging than the initial losing streak to start the season, because you fought so hard to get back to 500 only to then fall eight games below once again. So they can't afford the letdown. They're aware of that. They understand the importance of all of these games that they're playing right now. The Marlins are a team that, you know, has shown some signs at times this year of maybe putting a few things together, but they are who they are, and the Braves need to take advantage of this series.
Grant, let's talk a little bit about Didier Fuentes.
Didier.
I don't know. Yeah. Didier Fuentes and what he's kind of bringing to the table and how that kind of moves around the other pieces in the starting rotations as you look to be playing the Mets, obviously, again Monday.
Well, I think that the real thing that this does is just continue to try to find ways to line up the rotation the way that you want to against the Mets and to a lesser extent maybe against the Phillies as well. But this is a guy that pushed himself into a position where they could look at him as a viable option to at least get a look at the big league level. And we've seen stranger things happen than somebody coming up and getting a look and then all of a sudden being a factor in the rotation. The Braves have gotten that most recently, I think, from Spencer Schwellenbach. And that would certainly be a nice outcome. But this is a just turned 20-year-old, you know, prospect who does not have a ton of innings under his belt, is obviously got a rocket ship attached to his back in reaching the big leagues. But they believe the stuff will play up. And the Marlins, I think, is a good assignment for him first time out of the gate to get his feet wet in the major leagues. Now, how long he'll be around, I don't know. I'm not really thinking that this is going to be a six-man rotation kind of thing for a long period of time. But we'll see what exactly the Braves decide to do with him and what he does with his showcase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, to that point, look, what Chris Sell did Wednesday night was, I mean, just phenomenal. I have no issue with the way Snitker handled it at all. I don't want him going really past 115 pitches on a Wednesday in June. But seeing how well he pitched on extra rest, and maybe if this kid comes and just is phenomenal, maybe there's a little bit of hint of adding that six-man rotation. And also, Grant, it's hard for me to imagine how all I hear is how bad the Braves farm system is, yet every year they bring up 2 to 3 players end up becoming, you know, stalwarts in either the rotation or the bullpen or the roster.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. I mean, you don't have to be the number one organization in baseball from a minor league perspective to have useful players come up and make a difference. Now, where it becomes obviously maybe a little bit more useful is when you need to maybe make an impact trade and move a couple of those players to get somebody else at the major league level that's a little bit more proven to make those kind of deals happen. But I think kind of putting that aside, the six-man rotation idea is one that I think that is kind of a fluid situation. They can also use the off days to reset some. So the big question becomes, can we afford to carry a true six starter who doesn't really work out of the bullpen and go a reliever short for a long period of time? That was something that they couldn't do during that stretch of 17 consecutive games that they played, about a month ago. And I don't know that going forward they necessarily want to commit to that over the long term for the rest of the season. Certainly, it's a fluid situation. They can sort it out. But it's nice to have options. And especially when you lose an A.J. Smith-Shawver, for example, to know that there is somebody else that can come in and step in from your minor league system is nice to see. And the Braves have had a pretty good run of that, even as a quote-unquote bottom-tier farm team. You had Rookie of the Year Michael Harris and Spencer Strider and Spencer Schwellenbach. We've seen Drake Baldwin this year, and there have been others mixed in as well. But the Braves do find a way to at least identify players that they believe in, even if they don't have all the prospect hype in the world behind them from a national perspective.
Yeah, pretty much the opposite of bottom tier there as you list off those names. Well, we will see how Didier does and the Braves handle Miami. Grant, as always, thank you for the time.
Get busy on that
fence.
All right,
thanks, everybody.
Hope you find the blueprint for the fence.
I'll look for it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.